It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As Elliot Shore Parks joins us here live at Lincoln Financial Field, Pepsi Plaza, Eagles, Browns. What's up, Elliot?
What up? How you guys doing?
All right, so we got. Let me see the attire.
I mean, just one, you know, it's little summer vibe, all tan.
All right,
Jordan's
linen. Got his linen on.
Did you wear Jordan's for Jalen?
Well, he is a Jordan athlete now. You think Jordan would sign me?
Yes,
I think so.
I mean,
two
maybe,
winners,
right?
Actually, yeah. I mean, with the role that you've been on here, Elliot, including having Deshaun Watson giving you a cap.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a Jordan athlete. That might hurt my chances.
So how you feeling over there about the whole Deshaun Watson situation? Happy?
I mean, look, if he wants to put out the stats he has from practice, I'll be interested in comparing them. I feel pretty confident in the stats I put out. So I've been tracking stats for 7 years. I feel good about it.
By the way, great show of maturity.
Thank you.
Could have responded.
There's no need to do that.
No, I'm good.
There's no need to do that. You got everything you needed by him responding.
The craziest thing to me is the tweet was pretty complimentary.
No, exactly.
I
said that yesterday.
I said, you know, it was like he still has a special arm. Yep. He was good in 7-on-7. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
My mentions were a little more interesting than normal. I'll put it that way.
I said he got on there because he had a bad practice. He was looking to see if some Cleveland writers might have been ripping.
Yeah. So my guess is,
that's the practice he threw 3 interceptions
He had two there and then one the day before.
Okay.
So my guess is also not just Deshaun Watson, the city of Cleveland's not happy with me right now because I called him a loser organization.
Which we also heard.
Yeah, and I was ready to go and they came on. They were basically like, yeah, I agree. I was like, all right. So, but
you intimidated him.
My guess is they were talking about the stats on the radio. It got back to him somehow, and he felt a need to defend himself, which is fine. You know, it's fine.
I didn't even think of it that way. Okay, yeah. I guess that could have happened too.
Yeah. So it was an interesting day, to say the least.
So you're a feeder for Cleveland media because nobody out there will do it.
Well, that's the craziest thing is a lot of Browns fans have followed me since last year because I was tweeting stats and play-by-play last year of it, and
right.
They enjoyed it. So last year the Eagles went 2-0, and then going into this year, when the first one was coming up, they're like, oh, you're just going to pick the Eagles again. Look, the Eagles lost day one. I said the Browns won day one, but the Eagles won day two. So Browns fans don't like me
the
again.
The Eagles defense definitely got the better of Watson during joint practices.
It's true.
Was how you started it.
Yeah.
You said Watson.
So he probably didn't like that part.
Watson had a few. I don't know if he kept reading after that until he saw the bad stats.
Yeah.
Watson had a few really nice throws at times, beating good coverage with better throws. His arm definitely has the ability to make special throws. I don't think he read that.
I guess that part's true, I would guess, according to him.
But he probably
that
didn't
might not
see
be
it.
The cap part.
The pass rush definitely definitely got the better of Watson, as he was really only effective in 7 versus 7, not 11 versus 11.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fact. On the last day of practice, when they did the full field 11-on-11 drill, the first play, it was really a fumble. It looked to me like Fletcher Cox forced a fumble, but they called it incomplete. And then he threw an interception at the end of it. So,
what he also doesn't realize is that Like, he doesn't know you or your track record as a someone who covers the teams.
Right, right.
Like, you're just saying what you see.
Yeah,
he's calling reporting. Like you see.
You're just saying
he's
what
reporting.
You see. You know what I mean? Like, there's times when you say – he doesn't realize that you've said the same thing about Jalen. Not very often, but
yeah,
there's times when Jalen's had a bad practice.
Jalen's had to deal with my training camp stats for 3 years.
Exactly.
And he hasn't tweeted back once.
Tweeted back once.
What I would say is I don't know Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. but based off this, you do wonder, had he been traded to Philadelphia, how he would have handled
God.
A market like this. Well, if this tweet is what gets him going.
I would hope our PR department would have done a better job with
it. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Now, they can't take the phone out of his hand. But you're right.
True.
I'm sure the Eagles PR department, if Jalen tweeted that. But but Jalen never would tweet that.
Well, Mary Kay Cabot doesn't tweet out the right. training camp stats.
Not doing stats.
Well, if you look, the Niners fans are all up in arms and the players because someone tracked Brock Purdy having 10 interceptions so far in training camp. So my damage is being felt all over.
Oh, no.
West Coast, Cleveland.
Yeah. You're a trailblazer, Elliot.
Listen, I told you.
And I'm not kidding.
I told you. It's the only sport where we literally cover what the quarterbacks do in practice.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to play tonight.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. if you go to a Sixers training camp, no one's going to say, well, Maxie went 0 for 5 from three-point range during practice.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
That's right. He's a Sixers reporter, too.
They want to, clap your hands podcast. We'll have Maxie and Embiid stats from over in Camden. Yeah.
All right, coming up, Elliot's sticking around in the 5 o'clock hour. He'll join us for a top 5 at 5 live from Lincoln Financial Field.
Awesome.
Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, football season is quickly approaching, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win all season long. Right now, you can bet on a Super Bowl winner. You can get bonus bets every time that they win in the regular season. Just pick any team to win the Super Bowl, and you'll get bonus bets for every victory that they have during the regular season. Now, you can use your bonus bets on spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. That's why I really do like the FanDuel app. So visit FanDuel.com/Ike and start earning bonus bets with America's number one sports book. That's FanDuel.com/Ike. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese live from Lincoln Financial Field, Pepsi Plaza, as we have a game tonight. Eagles and Browns. We give you all the action. The pregame show starts at 6 o'clock. Ike will be pre-seasoning, as will Elliot Shore Parks.
Yes, sir.
And then it's alumni night tonight as well, Ike.
Yep.
Which you'll try to sneak in. You're working.
Oh, I'll be in. I'll be there. Oh, yeah. Halftime.
Mr. Alumni over here.
It's halftime.
So you stay till halftime then.
Yeah.
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 I will say, I love preseason, and I was excited coming down here for the roster battles and all those things. But being out here, seeing the fans come in, I'm excited to be back. Last time we were here was the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, listen, football is back. The Eagles are back. It'll be the first time the public, other than the open practice, they'll get a chance to come out and watch and play, see some guys hit some different color jersey. And like you said, it's the first time we've been back here for a game since the NFC Championship game.
A lot of Kelly Green early. The new Kelly Green.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know people couldn't wait to wear it.
At the open
practice, when we were in the Merrill and Mike booth doing our little play-by-play.
Yep, Merrill's in the hot seat.
Exactly. It was a ton of Kelly Green there, too. So people are definitely excited to wear them.
Now, are they selling the – they aren't selling the white Kelly Green jerseys.
No. But they should bring those.
That's
back.
What I like. I like
I
those
think those
too.
Are the yeah. Kelly Green are great. I think those are the better version of the Kelly Green,
especially for the summer.
Yeah, with the white, like, the green eagle really shows off on the side.
I like the white
from that same from that same era.
I think the Fanatics is what I'm saying. The website.
Yeah.
I think they're going to sell the white jerseys.
They might do like a throwback version. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to wear them this year, but they should eventually. I don't know how many they're allowed to have, but.
And eventually phase the midnight green right on out of here.
Yeah. The winning jersey.
The winning jersey.
Sorry, after last year, the winning's probably over anyway. So.
Wow.
Just kidding.
215.
All right, let's get to the top 5 at 5 brought to you by United Tires. Stop in your local United Tire today for the best tire prices anywhere. Don't drive alone. Drive United, Jack.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
I mean, I figured it was about time to get into the big matchups I'm looking for tonight. Just kidding. Absolutely not.
Top 5 linebackers.
Yeah, top 5 position battles we're looking to break down tonight. And who could step out and earn a spot in this roster. Big week 2 preseason count. But what I want to do tonight on the top 5 of 5 is maybe reassess and finally give this guy his credit for what I believe is my 5 favorite WIP Twitter accounts. By WIP personalities and stuff like that. Starting with number 5. And that is, he's so angry all the time. No positivity at all. And that is Tom Kelly. I mean, because you read his tweets and you're like, this is how he talks in real life. Like, it's just, there's just no ounce of positivity. Aaron Nola's a fake ace. You know, there's just no hope for the future.
It is Angelo Cataldi type tree. Twitter, you know what I mean? Like, he comes off the Angelo tree. I get great enjoyment with GK tweets, for sure, Jeff.
I might have put him higher than number 5.
Yeah.
He's got some fire tweets.
Yeah, he gets reaction. He's just...
Yeah. He's very mad, you're right.
He's only got a fastball, though. Like, TK is a reliever that throws 99, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
you're worried about the secondaries.
Yeah.
The 4th best Twitter account at WIP is where I throw in Ike. Mr. Giff himself.
Yep.
What the feezies.
Giff.
GIF, GIFs, yep. Who cares?
little hard and eye roll, little, the Kobe soft.
Yep.
Little eyeball emojis.
MV3 is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. That's a good one.
That one always does
the
well.
Phillies GIFs. I like that you call the Phillies the good guys.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, it makes me feel warm inside.
Yeah, there you go.
How can you not love baseball?
Yep. Yeah, how can you not be romantic about it?
Exactly.
Something you say. Yeah, it's just a beautiful game played by beautiful people.
What about my Eagles game day tweets?
Yeah, I can
those
do without.
Good. Get his neck roll.
Yeah, it's game day tweets.
Yep, that's
like
a good one.
You like that
one? Jalen with the Superman thing.
That's the Jalen Hurts GIF. Yeah, I don't like any of the other ones. Yeah, I don't really like the other ones.
You're consistent with the GIFs.
Well, they're part of his brand. Yeah,
yeah,
he's got a rotation. I would like to see you searching for the GIF one.
Go from Mr. Negativity to Mr. Positivity.
Yes.
What about the victory tweet?
Oh yeah, that actually might be the classic.
Yeah, but I like the victory in person more. Like I like in person victory more. Uh oh,
here we go.
Yeah, fans are officially coming.
We got to get you an Ike juice GIF or Jeff.
I tried that. I'm trying to leave all that with Carson.
Okay,
leave it all behind. Yep.
Yeah, we burned all that. We threw it in the grave.
Yep. My third favorite WIP Twitter follow is the guy to my left. I mean, Elliot Short Parks just.
The third?
He's not ranked higher than Elliott?
No. You're not getting quoted by Deshaun Watson.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to be in my mentions.
No, you're right. You're right.
Well, you weren't the other day. I never seen a reply to a tweet get 100-plus replies on it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
look, let's be real. Everybody's like, why are you bringing the Phillies up, Elliott? Like, Ike and you guys were the one making the little Phillies joke.
I was not making
the Sixers are such a well-run organization, just waiting for me to respond.
Yeah.
And they are a well-run organization.
No, they're not.
Responded to Jack's tweet, and I thought you wanted to see it.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's what I mean. So Ike was poking the bear. So, all right. You want to come at the Sixers?
Elliot, stop it. You know they're not well-run. Stop it.
I'm not going to
stop
it. We're not ruining game day. But they are. But whatever.
No,
stop it.
When you think of a well-run franchise, you look across the. You look at
the Sixers.
When you think of wins. Yeah.
Yes. They win all the time.
This is why I'm number 3 and not number 1.
Yep. Well, the Sixers season did set you back at least 2 spots.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious who's number 2.
Well, number 2 is Howard Eskin. I mean, there's the
all right, that's
the
guy,
the king, not be one.
Oh, because he is the greatest, man. It's the misspellings.
I would have had him at 1.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to 1.
Jack's won. So
yeah. It's just like Howard. I might turn notifications on. Like I don't want to.
They are good.
You look for the misspellings. When he does it, you want to give him a pat on the head. You know,
it is.
He's got his purple suit on tonight. He's all proud about that. He looks great.
Love when he goes live with the weather.
Yeah.
He's driving in the car with the Twitter
Or he's always so freaking close to whoever he's interviewing.
Oh,
with the phone.
He had Trey Turner's chin hair.
He's out there. He's out there walking around in the sun. It's 90 degrees out. He's got a full suit. He is sweating bullets, but he's committed. He looks great.
King. Yeah, he's the king.
He'll
tweet at people, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cole Beasley, I mean, who could forget?
Yep.
Famous Twitter battle. You and Deshaun Watson is this generation's him versus Cole Beasley.
But Elliot doesn't go back and forth.
No.
I don't have time for
that. Howard's all about views. And he tweeted out a picture of his daughter. They got...
Howard, yeah.
How much money would he have made off of that tweet?
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, I'm curious to see Elliot's payout next month.
Me too.
It's going to be higher than
Should I send some to Deshaun Watson?
No.
No.
No, I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
But the number one WIP Twitter account, and it's gone largely under the radar until now, and that is one Paul Jolovitz. I mean, he is just on a heater.
Jolly?
I don't know where it's come from. Like, all of a sudden... within the last 6 months, I mean, he's just been tweeting up an absolute storm. He reminds you every single day how right he was about James Harden. He says, I didn't want to drop.
You're the only one. He's the only one.
Yeah, he's the only one. Yeah. He's the first one to ever say that on WIP airwaves that James Harden was going to be a bad player here.
Yeah.
He's been anti-Trey Turner. He's not over.
I didn't know he was anti-Trey
Turner. Well, he's like, I would have used that on pitching. Well, okay, well, who? Anyway.
Well, he's got Jack all worked up. It's really
exactly,
why Jolly's
yeah,
the one.
Exactly.
No, like just sitting. I mean, Jack's just sitting there wanting to respond.
Wasn't there a horse tweet or something?
He wants to respond to him.
Yeah.
You want to respond.
You can hear it in your voice. Like, well, who do you assign?
Well, and then they tweet about Maple Leaf Mel is one of the biggest tragedies of sports in the last 20 years. It's a horse. I mean, like,
wow.
So what happened with Maple Leaf Mel?
Maple Leaf Mel broke her leg on the...
And they shot her
after the race. What a sport.
One in the back of the head. Right?
But they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't even get a final meal. They didn't even give him oats or hay afterwards. It was just like, yo, look over there. Boom.
Well, because Jolly was there for it. Jolly spent his vacation at Saratoga watching Maple Leaf Mel go down.
That was his vacation?
Yeah. Yep. When you think about a nice, relaxing trip.
Our buddy that works in Boston, Mike Mananski, is the only other person I heard that uses his vacation to go to a racetrack.
Okay. I can picture Jody doing that. Isn't Jody
I could see Jody
that?
Doing
I could definitely
that,
yeah. see Jody doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so
where would you have put yourself?
Oh, well, this is my other favorite Twitter account. No, I probably have myself four.
No, but what did
you bump me off?
Yeah, 100%. You seen my Twitter game right now? It's on fire.
But
Jack,
you are on fire.
What did Jolly? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What did Jolly say about the horse?
Well, he compared it. He actually replied to Glenn. Glenn was talking about like, a tough day for four-legged animals or something because I think he had an animal in the hospital. And Jolly goes, not as bad as Maple Leaf Mel's.
Oh, so he had to make a real debate about
it. Yeah. Everything's a real debate with Jolly.
215-592.
He's just I need some more appreciation on Paul Jolovitz's Twitter. I don't know where it's come from, but he is just he's on a heater right now. I mean, he tweeted out 5 hours ago, there are a few absolutes in life. One of them may be almost never to form an opinion on an athlete, good or bad, in a week, especially if he has previous good or bad mojo. It's simply silly. Like, he's just anti-take, man.
He is very...
That's what that is. That's anti-take.
Yep. He's been tweeting about Lionel Messi like anyone really cares.
Well, I mean, he's, you know, greatest athlete of all time.
Right. You guys can talk about that. Why don't you go grab a beer and talk about that? I don't want in on it.
Number one and number three, I guess.
No, but seriously, like, the Messi, the GOAT, you guys can... Because I don't even know where it goes. I don't know how to have the debate about Lionel.
I know you don't.
But I don't know anything about him, and neither does anybody else.
About Lionel Richie, but yes,
exactly.
But all night. Long, baby.
The last point I want to make about Jolly's Twitter is when he's on Sunday nights and he tweets it out on Thursday. Exactly right. He just wants to come in and do his job.
He might be best on the drop board, too.
Oh, he's got a fire drops. Yeah, yeah,
underrated.
For sure.
Well, thank you, Jack.
Well, my Twitter game is about to pick up.
Oh, yeah. you joining the game with me and Jack?
Well, Jack just told me how to make money.
Yeah.
What about Hugh? Are we putting Hugh's Twitter game in there?
No, we don't even want to mention Hugh's Twitter game.
Yeah, maybe not right now.
I had Hugh in my top five when he asked me earlier.
Yeah. Don't even mention Hugh's Twitter game. Yeah, just leave
it alone. It's entertaining.
Leave it alone. Ask Rod how entertaining it is.
He loves Hugh's Twitter.
Hugh's right here.
Yep.
Well, Hugh gets active when there's stimulation about stuff that's going on in the air. Hugh can get more active than normal. Well, Hugh is here for the pregame.
It's a great follow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, for sure.
Hugh Dougie is here.
All right, what's up,
Hugh? He said he's not working early, though.
No? He's got a tweet.
Wait, he's got the towel.
Give him a
mic.
He got
hot.
A microphone for you.
It's hot.
You got to give him some room. He got to spread. Pause. Yeah, again.
Oh, my God. You're on fire today.
You want to water?
Heard you in the open. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was bad in the opening, wasn't it?
I walk down here with these pants on, man.
Why are you wearing long pants?
Hey, listen.
Trying to be professional, man.
Hey, listen,
I got long pants on too. Yeah, I got long pants
on. Well, boy, that was a bad idea. I'm cooking a stew down up in this thing, man, for real. Woo, it's hot.
Did you bring some talcum powder or something?
No, but I'm making some meatballs, though. Some meatballs stewing.
Pre-game Hugh is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, listen. It's some wrestling suits down here.
Here
a couple
go.
Wrestling suits. I came early because I just wanted to see what I was going to see.
Back to football we go.
Yeah. Hey, you asked me to come on there.
Yeah, we asked. All right, well, there he is. Hugh Doug is part of the pregame show. Are you excited for the game tonight, Hugh?
You know, a little bit because N'Kobe Dean, like, listen, and we talked about it earlier today, he's going to get, 10 to 15 snaps?
Yep.
Boy, them are going to be the most 10 to 15 meaningful snaps of this young man's career.
We're going to analyze his career?
Like, listen, because I already know my man ESP. He about to take them 15 snaps to the lab. And
well,
if he don't make a play, if he don't make a play, he ain't going to be the starter Monday.
Will we get stats?
What I don't get is, why is it insane to ask N'Kobe to make a play?
No,
like, why
no,
am
listen,
I the hey, bad guy for wanting up, to see him do something
up,
in camp?
First of all, I'm not attacking
you. I know you're
not defensive.
Well, everyone in Twitter is like, listen, why do you hate N'Kobe?
You know what it is?
Everyone else is supposed to practice.
He didn't have beef all week. He didn't make the other quarterback hot. He didn't make Big Creepy hot for Cleveland. Like, he over here just beefing with everybody. You know what? I know what Twitter beef is, and I'm okay with it. So, you know, you got a fan in me.
I had you in my top five Twitter.
All right, so with that, and Elliot's point is that, like, in practice, he's not standing out, so he has questions whether or not he's going to be a player once the season starts. Do you have the same questions about the
game? You know what's funny? I was a guy that was considered not a great practice player, and here's the difference in now as opposed to when I played. I got that grace because I was a first-round draft pick, and, you know, the proof was in the pudding, you know. But these kids nowadays, because they're not practicing the way that they used to practice, they're being evaluated on workouts. They're being evaluated on their homework when they do certain things off the field. Everything that they're doing right now outside of practice is an evaluation. So by him playing tonight, that tells me that they're asking him to show me something. Show me something. Because I don't think they're happy. Like, I think he's going to be the starter, but they're not enamored with what they've seen so far at that position.
Well, he hasn't earned the right to not be on the field.
Agreed.
Right.
He hasn't earned that yet. He didn't play a whole lot last year. He's been banged up a little bit in practice early. So, now, if you told me he was out there playing deep into the second quarter or he's out there in the second half.
No, that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, then I would.
That's a problem.
Well, that's telling, too.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know if he's going to be out there for one series or two series.
But, see, here's the thing, Ike.
Yeah.
Like, you know just what I do. Like, by the simple fact that you didn't play in the first game and you know how preseason goes, those 15 plays are going to be 15 pressure plays. Like, in your mind, you're going to be looking like, I wonder if he, like.
Well, pressure from whom? You think he's under pressure?
Well, I think so a little bit. I think because of the simple fact, you want to show something.
And right.
That's not, like, to me, I don't think it's fair, but it is what it is.
So, to your point.
But to your point,
hang on, Elliot.
Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't play great or he doesn't make a tackle or whatever, he's not going to lose his job. But if he goes out there and makes a couple plays and he gets
they'll
a tackle
feel
in the backfield, they're going to feel better,
better
about the player. I'm not going to get him a job for the whole season.
I disagree with you. I think he is playing for his job. I'm not saying it's a short leash, but N'Kobe is playing tonight because they want to see something from him. If he has a poor outing tonight, he'll probably still start week one. But if they have N'Kobe playing tonight and he doesn't play well, then you really start to look. Zach Cunningham, ton of starts in this league. He forced two interceptions this week in camp. Miles Jack, ton of starts in this league. Already getting first team reps. So I hope N'Kobe plays well. I want to see that. But this idea that he's not playing for his job, like, if you're playing in this game tonight, then you are playing for something, both positive and negative.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair, but hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. And if you don't show them, if they're not satisfied with what they see, to your point, they might not start him in the first game, but they're looking to upgrade at that position.
Well, how are they going to do that?
That's what I'm saying. That's the thing. Who you going to go get? Yeah, Miles Jack was at the crib chilling.
Yeah.
He was about to be a plumber.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong. Hey, hold up. Ain't nothing wrong with laying pipe at, like.
Oh, hell.
For sure.
No. What are you talking about?
Pause.
But. Oh, yeah, I heard you earlier today talking about that pause and running a train and all that.
Pause, man. Pause, Hugh. Pause.
We was talking about.
That's the midday show. We don't do that here in the afternoon.
That's what I'm just asking. Yeah. You said it.
I didn't say anything.
You said something about
he didn't mean to. He didn't mean to say it. That's why he says pause.
To who they might get, like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson wasn't on anyone's radar last year. Mm-hmm. The year they went to the Super Bowl, no one was talking about Ronald Darby. Like,
sure.
They have a pro scouting staff that is out there every preseason game and thinking, who might get cut? Who could we trade for? That would be an upgrade at every position.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But it feels like they already got the guys, though.
Right.
Well, they just brought in two guys.
What do you think? We'll get a starter off another team?
Oh, they got one with Chauncey last year.
Well, okay, if you find somebody with a contract situation where a team wants to give him up, okay. I don't see that. A, that linebackers aren't as important as we want to make it out to be in this defense.
True. Agreed.
In this league in general, the linebackers aren't that important. B, N'Kobe Dean is going to get every opportunity to be the starting middle linebacker here. It's his job to lose. So you know how bad he has to look for one of these guys to take his job?
I agree with that.
He has to look bad. He has to be out there missing tackles. He has to be a guy
assignments.
Who doesn't know his assignments or this and any other, because you want to give him an opportunity to feel his way through the game. It's a young defense up the middle. So there's no more pressure on him than there is on any other young player that's going out there to play.
But don't you think it's kind of ironic that he didn't play in the first game? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden,
he's coming off an injury.
That's true. But
I'm surprised he's playing.
I'm kind of surprised he's playing.
Well, we'll see how much he's playing. Yeah. If he only plays three plays, then what are you going to say?
But I'm also.
You better have three hell of a plays.
Yeah. No, I'm happy, but what I'm saying is,
if the Eagles only have him out there for three plays, that means they don't need to see.
Yeah, you're right.
A ton
you're right
from
you're
that's
right,
the point that I'm.
But I also think it's good to play him in this game.
He better be three hell of a plays, though. He better be three plays of fury.
I think N'Kobe is fine.
Yeah, N'Kobe can. Came to the NFL with a name, but N'Kobe's also a third-round draft pick. What other third-round draft pick do we say doesn't have to earn their starting job? So I do think him playing tonight is a good thing by the team to get him out there, show what he can do on tape, and get him some reps. He didn't play at all last year.
Three plays of fury.
I'm not saying he doesn't have to earn it. I'm just saying that I don't believe a preseason game is where this team is judging whether they're going to start a guy at middle linebacker. That's what they have practices for.
Yeah, it's everything.
What are you going to do in a preseason game? Well, who the hell is the backup quarterback for Cleveland?
Three plays of fury.
Who's
going to be the running back for Cleveland? Is it going to be Nick Chubb?
Is
it going to be Deshaun Watson? So no matter what N'Kobe does out there against those guys, what? All of a sudden?
Hold on.
If he's not tackling first teamers, what makes you think he's ready to play?
Everything you said is true, but they putting him out there.
But that's okay. They got to put players out there.
Yeah, but they putting him out there though. That's the thing that I find intriguing.
So hold on, Hugh. You never played in the preseason game?
Not in this era. Not in the first one.
In your era.
Didn't play in the preseason game.
Did you ever play in the preseason game?
You know I did.
Okay then. So but your job wasn't on the line.
But here's the thing.
Your job wasn't on the line because you played in the preseason.
Here's the thing, right? And you're right. It wasn't. But that's a different time. The fact that in these preseason games they're playing, none of the starters play, hardly. That's the issue. None of them hardly play.
They also have experience, though.
And N'Kobe doesn't.
Right.
Yes.
So I think that's more of the reason why he's playing versus the idea that he's fighting for his job.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I get that part of it, but it's still like he doesn't have the experience, but you put him out there in the second game to see what he got. Still interesting. Is that the wrap it up sign there, John?
It is. Because God Adoring Window, take advantage of their big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. 877 GO GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Context clues.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Social keys.
We'll come back with the text line. More of this conversation as well. All right, what Elliot's looking for tonight? Is Hugh looking for anything tonight?
Looking for N'Kobe Dean. Looking for N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, big plays.
He's competing for his job.
But it ain't going to be on the field. No, I'm just
you need to chart it out and tweet it. Can you tweet the stats of N'Kobe
tonight?
Man,
I'm not doing that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to retweet ESP. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, yeah. ESP.
I'm the only official stat guy. All these other people doing it don't count. I'm the only official stat guy.
You're
keeper.
Like Elias.
Exactly. I need this on Pro Football Reference.
Boy, it's hot, too.
It's hot.
Yeah,
well, you're wearing jeans.
I need
too.
Air conditioning.
All right. We'll come back with all that. Don't go anywhere. We're live at Lincoln Financial Field. Markson Reese, 94 WAP. Hey, listen, how about hip pain, shoulder pain, back pain? If you're in pain, I know what they're telling you. You go to the doctor. Oh, let's do a cortisone shot. Or, hey, maybe surgery is your option. Well, before you do any of that, QC Kinetics, they can make that pain go away. And we're talking about all natural advanced medicine. They're helping people right here in Philly every day with these amazing natural treatments. They restore and repair damaged joint tissue using concentrated healing agents from your own body to stimulate that damaged tissue in your joints. And this is something that athletes have been getting done for a long time. It's now available to you through QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in this exciting medical breakthrough. So if you have pain due to injury or arthritis and you're saying like, man, if it's like agony, of course you want to call QC Kinetics. If it's after you go golfing or sometimes when you wake up in the... And you're like, you know what? I'd like to not have the pain in my knee or my back or my hip. QC Kinetics is perfect for everybody. Call them today. Free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. All right. We are back. It's Marks and Race live at the Link. Pre-game show officially starts coming up at 6 o'clock. But many of the pregame members are up here on the panel right now. Hugh Douglas up here. Elliot Shore Parks joins Marks and Reese. Jack.
All the football guys.
Yeah, you were just having football guy conversation back then.
Yeah.
Jack was talking baseball. I was kind of by myself.
Well, listen, when it's a big game like this, everyone needs to be locked in. You know what I mean?
That's true. Twitter question today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers. Best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit any budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Hugh, let me get you on this.
What you got?
On this question. Do you believe the Eagles' defense is going to be as good or better than last year?
I'll tell you what I said on the midday show is that it all depends on what your definition of better is. Because I would think if they're more efficient on third down, that's better. Like, I think people look at it and they say, You look at that 70-sack season that they had, and that's the measuring stick for most people. But if this defense, every time they get a team in third down, they're getting off the field, that's a better defense, in my opinion. If they're putting quarterbacks in bad spots early in the game, that's a better defense. If they're a defense that once they get inside the 20 and they get stingy and don't give up any points, that's a better defense. So it just all depends on what your definition of better defense is.
Yeah, not necessarily stats. What do you think about the defensive coordinator? You have an experienced guy in Gannon. 85% of one of our Twitter polls, Hugh, said he's an upgrade over Jonathan Gannon, Sean's aside.
That remains to be seen because I think that, you know what's funny
got
about
got a lot
it?
Of Sean Desai experts, I guess, amongst the fan base. Watching his tape in Chicago and Seattle.
And you know Elliot wasn't going to be quiet for that.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about? No, the defense isn't going to be better than they were last year. They're one of the best defenses in franchise history. They almost set the sack record. They basically carried the team to the Super Bowl through the playoffs. Like, well, okay. What are we talking about?
Can I ask you a question?
It's going to be so hard to be better than the defense
okay.
was last
can
year.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, the two defenses that went to the Super Bowl, which one was better?
The Eagles defense.
No, I'm talking about the two Eagles teams that went to the Super Bowl. Which defense was better?
Oh, 2017 or this year?
Yeah.
I think this year's was better.
No, the one that won the Super Bowl was better.
The one that won the Super Bowl gave up more points.
No,
if I'm
but,
not
they, but they didn't give up. They still didn't give up enough points to lose the game, so they were better.
But their quarterback didn't fumble the ball away. Their special teams didn't allow a 90-yard punt return.
He did fumble the ball away.
But
Nick
Foles. My point is this.
No, Tom Brady. Oh,
my point is this. It all depends on what your definition of better is. Because to me, the team that won the Super Bowl was the better defense. Now, if you want to get talk about numbers and everything. I can sit here and say the team that I played with that went to the Super Bowl was a better team than the one that won the Super Bowl. But we didn't win it. You see what I'm saying?
So I get your point holistically. If you lose.
Holistically, yeah that's where I'm at with mine.
Right.
Holistic.
But if you look at the talent, on last year's defense compared to 2017, there is more talent on
this
year's defense.
I think last year's defense
was
better.
Yeah, look at
the secondary.
Look at the secondary. But here's what I would say. Here's how this year's defense could be better, and it's going to be very hard. they're going to play better quarterbacks. So everybody that wants to see, you know, a great defense shuts down great quarterbacks, we're going to find out this year. Josh yep. Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott twice. Like, there are going to be tests
Geno
for this
Smith.
Team. Geno Smith. Like, there will be better quarterbacks on this
sleep
year.
On him.
But I will just say.
Sleep on, what you talking about? It took him 9 years just to find himself.
Yeah, but how was he last year?
What was that, his eighth year?
Yeah, but he was still he was good. He was good,
no,
last
that's
year.
What I'm saying. How many years did it take him to find himself?
About nine.
It took a while.
So
but he's good now.
He's good. After one season, he's good now.
Watch, he won't get counted as good if the side does great against him, though.
Well, I mean, I think he's like, going to have a good year this
every
year.
Every great quarterback Gannon shut listen. Down. It was like, oh, it was raining when Trevor Lawrence was playing. When it was Aaron Rodgers, he didn't play the second half. Like, all these excuses to diminish what Gannon did. Because it's ridiculous.
What is personal failure?
So, Elliot,
Eagles fans just got to be careful what they wish for. You want Gannon out of here, we'll see how it is without Gannon.
Yes, he's the Jonathan Gannon club
realist. I'm the realist.
Client. No, but see, Elliot, the problem is, and what you're missing, and when you start throwing terms around like elite and one of the best defenses in franchise history.
Trigger words.
You're both
purely,
accurate,
but hang
both
on,
accurate.
you just got to spit your venom.
Trigger words.
All right?
Like, I mean, it's the first
like,
pregame show. I'm ready to go.
There were a good defense. Certainly they were a good defense, right? But the best quarterback that they beat. I know you don't want to answer the question.
The
fact that they couldn't get off the field in the Super Bowl. Who's the best quarterback they've beaten in Jonathan Gannon's last 2 years?
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, and it was rainy torrential, and he
right exactly.
The ball
all right, so that game okay, doesn't count.
Trevor,
it was raining.
Kirk
Cousins beat Aaron Rodgers.
They beat Aaron Rodgers. Kirk Cousins thumb. Doesn't count. Like okay, you're right. They did not beat Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Joe Burrow. Guess what? Not many defenses
no one
do.
Does. No
and
one
everyone does this
teams.
Thing where it's
no
like everyone does this thing where it's like, well, the stats don't match the eye test. Where do you guys think the stats come from? Out of thin air? Like, the stats come from the games we watch.
The defense's stats were better than they actually were.
That's impossible.
No, it's not.
There's stats, and then there's the truth.
They could never get a stop against a good quarterback, period.
No teams get good stops against great quarterbacks. That's why they're great quarterbacks.
So how did the Chiefs lose four or five games a year then?
Because they lost games. I don't know what to tell you.
Because they do get stops.
But you want this defense to hold opposing quarterbacks like 17 points.
No, Elliot.
It's not going to happen.
No, Elliot.
They gave up 14 points going into fourth quarter of the Super Bowl.
You know what I can do?
They didn't fumble the ball away. They didn't allow the punt return thing. Everyone needs to relax. They lost the Super Bowl. They got outplayed. It was not Gannon's fault.
It's Jalen's fault.
Yes, he blames Jalen.
It's just as much Jalen's fault as it is Gannon's fault.
You ain't got to yell at me, dog. I'm just asking.
I'm not yelling at you.
Elliot.
I would never
Elliot.
Yell at you.
Hey, ESP, I'm on your side, man.
I know. Trust me.
Elliot.
I won't yell at you. Yeah.
Elliot, I blame the – I don't even blame Gannon.
You don't blame Gannon. Get out of here.
No, you know
why?
You
been in this city for the last few months?
No, but you know why? Because the when the players were good – Jonathan Gannon never got any credit when they were playing well. So if he's going to lose like that, I'm not going to give him any of the blame. The players made miscommunication. Darius Slay, in the biggest spots. And, of course, Jonathan Gannon gets a piece of that. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to shine something that's not there. They're a good defense. Don't turn them
they're
over a franchise
great defense.
Odds. No,
they
they're
are.
Not.
They were one of the best defenses in the league last year. If that's not great, what is? Only the best one?
Was the 2002 Eagles defense great?
Yes.
We didn't win.
That was a pretty weak yes.
Well, my voice is getting sore. I'm
I
don't got these deep voices like you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what constitutes a great defense? Because of the number of sacks?
A great yeah. Yes, I would say number of sacks for sure.
No.
I would say sacks don't matter.
It could be misleading.
How are sacks misleading?
Well, when
they
get 70,
it was the fourth most in league history.
Elliot,
how is that misleading?
As I said, they were a good defense. How many sacks did they get in the Super Bowl?
None.
If you're this elite defense, you don't do that in the Super Bowl.
If your whole counter is they lost to the arguably best head coach and quarterback duo of all time, go for it.
My counter
is well.
They played like crap against the good teams. That's my counter.
Y'all need to hug it out.
There we go.
We've been doing this for months. Like, people just won't accept the fact that the defense was great last year. And I will say, just wait till next year. Wait until next year.
About
so you're rooting against the Eagles defense?
No, I hope the defense is great next year too. But this idea that they only lose to great quarterbacks. Yeah, everybody loses to great quarterbacks. That's why they make $50 million a year.
And you're on his side.
I believe in Elliot Shore Parks.
Now,
but y'all made it kind of personal. I don't even know how to respond to that.
It's always personal.
Welcome back to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was going to say, these things always get like this here.
Yeah. Wait until it's week
But we love each other. Don't worry. We regroup.
No, we ain't got no choice but to love each other.
I will agree with Elliot on the
talent level and what the guys accomplished last year. And, yes, I do know they played not a great group of quarterbacks. I think all that stuff is in the mix. I think it's all in the mix. It just is. I'm just not on the whole it's all because of Jonathan Gannon sort of deal.
It's a lot of talent on the defense.
It was a lot of talent on the defense last year. Now, he had a lot to do with when they executed and when they ran certain plays. I'm just saying I'm willing to give that defense the credit it deserves for being a good defense.
All right, so Elliot Bean, so they
great
were
defense
they were a great defense elite. Last year?
Yeah,
elite.
Of course they were.
Okay,
a great
hold on,
defense.
Hold on. So they were an elite defense.
Yes,
did they have elite talent?
Yes.
So why wouldn't you expect the same thing this year out of the defense? You're saying they're going to take a step back and you just wait until you see what the defense this year. What's the difference?
Because
this year?
I knew they had a great coordinator last year. I don't know if they have a great coordinator this year. Sean Desai is unproven. He might be great. He's a Temple guy. I've been impressed by him so far. We have no idea if he's a good coordinator. We want to be honest. The one year he was a coordinator, he had one of the worst defenses in the league. So now that is talent driven for sure in Chicago. But I love when people bring up the talent. Like the talent on defense matters
purely,
for sure.
This is purely coordinator related. Why you don't think the defense?
Yes,
is
it's purely
coordinator.
Now that being said, the personnel is probably not as good. If we're looking at it's unproven from the defensive tackle, linebacker, and safety.
I don't disagree.
But the offense also has great talent.
I
don't hear people diminish Nick Sirianni or Jalen Hurts.
I think you're overrating the defensive coordinator in both instances.
We'll find out.
I agree with you.